The Cadence of Grass is the first novel in 10 years from the Montana writer Thomas McGuane. Alan Chews has a review.
The story opens on a wintry note, with a funeral and the subsequent Lear-like last will and testament of bottling plant owner and rancher Sonny Jim Whitelaw. Present are Whitelaw's widow, Alice, two daughters, the straight dark-haired Evelyn and Natalie, a dyed redhead, Evelyn's estranged husband, ex-convict Paul Crusoe, good-looking, quick-witted, a soul rented to darkness is the way Evelyn first regarded him and thinks of him still, and Bill Champion, an old rancher with startling blue eyes, the longtime partner of the deceased. Whitelaw's will drops like a large stone into this already agitated family pond. If his son-in-law Crusoe and daughter Evelyn stay together, the document states, there'll be money for everyone. If they divorce, there's little chance for comfort and security. What follows are 200 pages of the family's sometimes desperate, sometimes noble, sometimes foolish, sometimes misguided, sometimes mysterious attempts at finding mental peace and physical comfort in a world of illusion and difficulty, where magnificent nature, in its dangerous, constantly shifting presence, remains aloof from the human struggle. McGuane portrays all of this, the dance of the characters, contemporary ranch life, the wintry Montana landscape, with absolute brilliance, employing a gift for making incisive and dramatic sentences yoked with a sharp understanding of human motive. For a writer who in some of his earlier Montana novels sometimes seemed to portray animals more lovingly than people, McGuane has struck here a perfect balance between the horses and cattle galore of south-central Montana and the large cast of beautifully drawn and memorable characters who rope and ride and raise them.
The novel is The Cadence of Grass by Thomas McGuane. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.